This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. When an economy changes as fast as China's has, it can be tricky for businesses to keep up. Exhibit A is Yum Brands. When the parent company of Pizza Hut and Kentucky Fried Chicken first went to China back in 1987, there was almost no competition. And at one point, it was making more money over there than it was back home. Now Yum has spun off its China division into a separate company, and one reason, explains our China correspondent Rob Schmitz, is the changing tastes of the Chinese consumer.
It wasn't long ago in China when you'd impress a date with a romantic evening at Pizza Hut. Not anymore. China's got a new middle class, says Sean Ryan, author of The End of Cheap China.
And they're really trading up. They're looking for more premium, healthier food destinations. So companies like Starbucks and Pizza Express are absolutely booming in the country.
That last one, Pizza Express, was British until it was bought by a Chinese equity firm last year. Dozens of boutique Chinese brands have crowded the market, appealing to younger Chinese who are looking for a more personalized dining experience. That's why, says JWT's Asia Director Tom Doctoroff, Starbucks has dethroned KFC as the next big thing in China.
It's all about matching the flavor to your own personality. I mean, this is something that kills two birds with one stone. One, it has the scale of a famous brand, but also it has something that's very personalized to reflect who you are.
But that doesn't mean Yum Brands, nearly 7,000 KFCs and Pizza Huts in China, are suddenly empty. EPCO's Jim McGregor says there will be plenty of consumers for years to come.
Who are those consumers? Those are the migrant workers who are moving into the cities at a rate of about 13 to 15 million a year, and they've got to make them consumers in order to drive this economy.
And as long as China's economy keeps growing, those new consumers will be looking to KFC and Pizza Hut for their first date nights. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.